Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on June 29 regarding David Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Warren as described in the reports listed above. But he's now a 61-year-old male who again describes that his right arm was injured at work on 6-8-11. Pretty was disassembling a hydraulic cylinder when it blew apart. But the fluid from the cylinder blew through his arm. Period. He believes this involved his upper right arm down through the elbow and under his arm. Period. He was seen at Cooper Emergency Room the same day. Period. His final diagnosis was hydraulic fluid injection into his arm. Period. He did undergo surgery on 6-8-11 to clean it. Period. He reports having 6 surgeries done altogether, including possibly one in 2021. Period. His last treatment was with Dr. Lachman, L-A-C-H-M-A-N, at Cooper about 1 year ago. Period. New paragraph. You have not provided me with some additional records to consider in this matter. Period. Many of these were previously available, so will not be repeated here. Period. On 12-9-21, he applied for a review or modification of his formal award. Period. I'm actually not in receipt of any additional medical records to consider at this time. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of the right upper extremity. Period. There was callus formation, common dirt embedded in his palms and under his fingernails, common skin fissuring and a rough texture bilaterally. Period. He had multiple healed scars. Period. On the dorsal aspect of the right proximal forearm was a thin linear scar measuring 5.5 inches in length. Period. On the medial arm at about the level of the elbow, there was an oval-shaped 4.5-inch length scar. Period. On the upper lateral posterior right triceps, he had a 5-inch long scar, at the top of which there was eschar formation and was lumpy to texture. Period. Right shoulder adduction was to approximately 25 degrees, comma, abduction 110 degrees, comma, flexion 60 degrees, comma, extension full to 50 degrees with tenderness, comma, as well as full internal and external rotation to 70 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L3. Period. Motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Was tender to palpation about the right upper arm and elbow, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal shoulder maneuvers. He had a positive cross-arm adduction and near impingement signs on the right, which were negative on the left. Cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. On 6-8-11, David Warren sustained an injury to his right upper extremity when hydraulic fluid was accidentally injected into it. Period. Underwent an extensive course of treatment, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since seen here in 2019, he does not appear to have had any additional substantive treatment. Period. His current exam, again, found multiple scars about the right upper extremity. There were skin changes on his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He had positive near impingement and cross arm reduction maneuvers on the right shoulder. Upper rocketed maneuvers at the arms and hands were negative. Period. He had intact sensation and strength. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted from my prior report as marked. Period. End.